Hello, this is Joaquin Flores, a geopolitical analyst, coming at you in the morning of Wednesday, March 16th. Now, a number of weeks into this conflict, I'd like to wrap to you just a little bit about this mercenary story. We're getting floods of firsthand accounts from mercenaries that are just fleeing the conflict. And it says a couple of different things that are all very, very bad. And they're distinct bad things that say many bad things about the actual state of things in Ukraine. So people may know that a legion was authorized, was created by the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine called the International Foreign Legion. And as a person with some experience with volunteer brigades and how volunteer brigades are formed and what how you use them and what purpose they serve, I'd like to share some insights with you. I can tell you how they should be used. And you need to appreciate reality and set aside whatever issues you think of with fairness or whatever. But this is how it works. So when you have mercenaries coming from Mozambique or, Somalia or Indochina, you send them to the front line. And, you know, if they can cash in on that, whatever you're offering them, the per diem, and those guys are offered a lot less than mercenaries from first world countries, unless they're with a company and they're treated right. But coming as individuals, the way it works, these guys will fight for less and they die first. And I'm talking about mercenaries that come from developing countries of the global south. And, when they have horror stories, it gets back to, you know, their neck of the woods. This is where I'm going with this, okay? And that's it. But this is this entire media holographic reality, right, within the context of how fourth generation warfare works with the, you know, how you, with basically it's like mixed reality. It's very much connected to Baudrillard's ideas, right? The way that you are supposed to manage this is you're supposed to get your first world mercenaries who are, you know, big on Twitter, big on Instagram, big on Facebook, you know, and the things that they say are going to spread, right? What you do is you kit them out, you make them look super sexy, you make them an advertising piece, and it's part of your propaganda machine. And you show them with girls, you show them pretending to fight, you have them a lot of staged photos, and you write stories. You're supposed to carry this charade for, you know, weeks and stuff, you know, victories and everything. And you want everyone to report back how well they're being treated. And if, you know, they're being paid on the books, like in theory, $1,000 to $2,000 a day, by the way. And the guys who actually are supposed to die, who are mercenaries, are supposed to come from the global south, and they're going in to make, you know, maybe half that, or $400 a day, something like that. Now, you can't get paid if you die. And now listen to where I'm going with this. This is not just an issue of they're not giving these guys guns, bullets, and kit. That's clear. They're not giving these guys guns, bullets, and kit. That's clear. But they're supposed to, that means that you don't have that going to go around. Just think about that. Or that your society, that your departments and ministries and organizations involved with that are so fucking corrupt that maybe there was kit and they sold it. Or they just took the money that was supposed to buy kit and never bought it. And they're showing on the books that it's there. And likewise, they're not reporting these mercenaries as killed because there's someone who's managing their pay and they're keeping that $500,000, $2,000 a day. Every day they pretend those guys are still alive. And those guys aren't getting paid because they're dead. So just think about that. Now think about also the mismanagement and corruption of a state. Or maybe they really need these soldiers to go to the front. Either way, it shows that your shit's broken. It means that you're losing this. Not, you're not just losing this a little bit. You're losing this badly, badly. You're having a logistics crisis, an equipment supply crisis. It creates a morale crisis. Look at this domino effect. So it's not just, oh, they didn't plan. It means that there's corruption at this level. And people are supposed to know that this is an area in information war where you use these first world mercenaries as advertising. They're not even really supposed to see combat. And that's just the truth of the matter. If you're saying, if you're Ukraine, okay, and you're saying that your army is 225,000 active duty personnel, and you're saying that you have 900,000 reserves, then if you have, you know, 1 or 5 or 12,000 international volunteers, and it's probably more like less than 5,000 or less than a few thousand, if you have a budget for a war and you have a budget for information war, then these are the ones, they're supposed to be like little princelings. And I know it's, maybe people don't understand that, but first world mercenaries that are supposed to be connected to social media are part of your advertising campaign. It's part of your information war. Everybody knows this who has any experience in this. So the question is then, how did the most inexperienced, corrupt, and inept people make these decisions about what happens to the International Foreign Legion? It almost makes you think that it's a sting operation to wipe these guys out. Which raises other questions, you know, because it's like Ukraine is so corrupt that any Russian could buy out any individual. If you knew exactly what happened in 2014, when the Ukrainian army first sent the first waves of army to put down the Donbas uprising, because it's a civil war, how this started, if you didn't know. Those guys switched sides. Like the commanders, like, drove to the front. And then even though they had overwhelming firepower, actually, they pulled out white flags and they handed over the tanks and armored vehicles and guns to the Donbass rebels. And a lot of guys and soldiers switched sides. Money's always involved in those things. So, you know, Ukraine is a failed state. The former Ukraine is a broken state. And if you can't manage, if you don't know how to utilize first world white boys in their 20s, and instead they're fleeing, you know, like girls from a conflict because they were lied to about the intensity or the stakes, you know, your whole system is broken. You have a supply line issue. You have a everything issue. You have a transparency reporting issues. You have so many issues that you cannot win a war against a highly organized state like Russia. So that's my two cents on that. Take of it what you will. Good morning and goodbye.